find lots and lots and lots of interesting video from all over the world and all different time zones.
And then here it comes.
Uh-oh, what's happening now?
Well, I don't know. Is this the foreign hipster channel?
I'm all confused by this stuff. They're playing this a game? What's going on?
It seems to be a group of excitable foreigners entertaining themselves.
Oh, so it is.
Yeah.
Now we must come and see. Not this again.
Somehow, I must have made some sort of basic error here.
Rehousing? Rehousing the,
Yes, I'm missing one of them. I never understand how that happens.
It's the missing socks algorithm.
Kind of.
Apply two things and... Please don't play this again, you guys. I guess this is between... Oh, it's midnight, so it's probably between your mind, your left and right mind.
Yes, this is midnight on Radio Valencia. And you're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. My special guest, Puzzling Evidence. And our own method of entertaining ourselves, which is watching old video clips. It's turned up. I'll just have to cut out the music.
Yeah.
It's turned up, though.
No, yeah, it doesn't. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't matter, though. EXP is good for just visuals. But, it's weird. Everything's so weird. Sometimes it's working, and sometimes it's...
Such weirdness. But is it, a center of activity this place is. Now, if those newly opened restaurants across the street would only realize that there's a club here, not to mention a radio station, people would be ordering the food if they kept it open on special nights such as this. But I do recommend the taco truck that's out there. I've never gotten anything that wasn't quite satisfactory from them. What could I have done? Isn't it like this when you're doing your show also? The same level of noise?
No.
No?
No, not on a Wednesday night. No, it's... There are a few people. No, this is the weekend's thing. It's amazing.
As certain architectural, yes, architectural, as well as lyrical quality of suspense and secrecy forgot the brushwork. Sense of fossilized motion seems almost literally to spring at one from some of the paintings. That's all I have to say.
A fifth bed chore.
Well, you see, I should have said that sensing the resurgence of the traditional stress was exactly what Bonstadt has done.
I'm going through the book.
I should have also said...
And bottom molecules of our body were coming through, too, and we were about 3.5 to 4 feet outside the car going toward the ship, and we hit an energy field, a strong one, and remembered nothing. I came to, and standing in front of me was a very tall man with whitish hair, kind of bronze, beautifully tan type of skin.
A man with a tan.
And he had a long type of robish gown on, and he was looking at me, and very, very friendly.
And he had a pair of chairs light. Out there.
Iridescent light radiated all over, but you didn't see a light bulb anywhere. In fact, you didn't see hardly anything except for the swivel chairs we were sitting in. And he proceeded to help me up, and we walked together over to the screen in front of us across the room, and he showed us some information, pictures, and was very cordial and very easy to talk with. spoke to me in English, but concurrent with everything he said was a great deal of telepathic communication, and it was completely peaceful feeling. There, it all made sense. It was a room full of dials and full of men dressed in more form-fitting clothes, whereas the one who met me had a type of ambassadorial robes on. And these guys
had more
like
met Bob, you said?
Turtlenecks and Levi's.
In the 80s.
I don't know. I never saw this footage before.
The military is helpless, and so are the police departments of the world.
Against
where
what?
Where is the origin of the UFOs? UFO Quebec carried this sketch of a UFO humanoid
reflections
with a map
in the
of the star system in the vicinity of Zeta Reticuli.
Dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas.
This was indicated to UFO contactees Betty and Bernie Hill.
Or mass insanity.
Is it truth or is it a cover-up story?
Man, who is he?
From
why is he here?
Earth.
Isolated in space on a round mass of matter lives some several billion intelligent beings. Man. But what is
man,
his origin?
Oh, man.
Some say he evolved from the slime of the sea.
Ew.
Others that a god created in Adam and Eve and he was their descendant. Yet another speculates that he was brought here sometime in the distant past when the Earth was colonized by men from another dying planet. Despite the theories and speculations, the answer remains an unsolved mystery. As to where he is, that's easier. A planet some 8,000 miles in diameter, located in a remote portion of the galaxy, somewhere, somewhere in infinite space. Why is he here? That, too, remains an unsolved mystery.
Man is one mystery after another, right?
I can't contemplate such questions, except for those moments on a clear night when man pauses and looks to the star-filled heavens
and shouts, honey, get me a beer.
An unanswered question. He searches his thoughts for an explanation.
Doesn't say what woman is doing.
He knew the faint, forgotten memory of his past. And perhaps at that moment, somewhere else in the universe, on a distant planet similar to his own, somewhere on the other side of our galaxy, other intelligent beings
too damn far away,
and set out in airships on an adventure through space to search for their answers.
I would say Night Gallery.
For thousands of years, Neanderthal was the most advanced primate on Earth.
Today we say Neanderthal because of the German language reform.
But Neanderthal suddenly disappeared 35,000 years ago.
They went to...
And now they seem to have disappeared.
Suddenly he began to walk.
Hey, look over here, there's another one.
We are his descendants, and it is possible that he arrived from outer space.
Out of space! We're like Davy Normal's cat worship cult, saying cats came from outer space. Now it's Cro-Magnons who come from outer space.
Could the birdmen of Paracas be portraits of the ancient astronauts themselves, preserved for millennia in stone?
We're just hypnotized by it.
In search of ancient mysteries.
To some, the parallels with our own day are irresistible. And for them, it requires only a short leap of the imagination to place the ancient Peruvians in space
4,000
years before Apollo or Soyuz.
Hail Bob.
To those worn by contemporary astronauts and cosmonauts.
These guys and these guys and these guys.
They're kachinas.
I know. Yeah, I'm more kachinas. This is what you see when you're drunk in Arizona.
Standing by the side of the road. Gibbering at you. They're sometimes called duendes. And they're very deadly spiritual beings.
I've met some people.
I'll explain things now. I'm a white guy who lives in Arizona. I believe that this is what's happening, Bob.
Yes, I met with the Space Brothers. They were all Nordic and had long blonde hair and big chins.
And the Beatles knew them.
Somewhere in these dense forests lurks something for whose origin and existence.
See, that's where we're just worse.
You don't mean the Yeti.
It's the island.
The abominable snowman of the Himalayas.
The Yeti has to show up in the monster legend.
Mighty Gigantopithecus.
In Missouri.
Originally from the region where the orogenies that created
some of them reportedly
the mountains of the Himalayas.
The undergrowth, uproot trees in
and connected in
and terrified
early and primitive times to the North American continent via a land bridge, now only a chain of islands in today's world.
As Hal said it on the radio, there's the
recently
Yeti.
An astonishing number.
The Yeti, I'm telling you.
Coincided with UFO.
Yeti's still there.
There he is.
Yes, swinging his arms most unanthropoidally.
And
a flying saucer.
His buddy, the flying saucer.
Yeah, you not only get Bigfoot there, you get the flying saucer.
Peter Hercus claims.
Well, anyway, that land bridge enabled those shambling simians, or actually humans. I think humans, a form of human. And I, there are people who think that this is the case.
Is especially open to pure cosmic knowledge.
I don't know if anybody thought about it recently, but
any mentality can receive and benefit from knowledge received by telepathy.
All we have of the more Gigantopithecus are scrambled skeletal remains, showing he was huge, and then we have teeth, and teeth are incredibly diagnostic. From teeth, you can learn a lot, and some say that these teeth are not the teeth of an ape at all, but the tape of a man.
In the Earth,
and so instead of being called Gigantopithecus, it should be called Giganthropus, not giant ape, but giant man.
Between France,
well,
and
this
Spain.
Is the mysterious
since that time,
Yeti, according
they have
to some,
the new planet and
which
the method of
were wiped out by Peking
by
man, since they were
they
not particularly warlike
not
and vegetarian and
like
so forth and so on. How much of this
they
to believe
made themselves
is difficult
to
like vegetarians, they'd be on the defensive
about
all the time.
30 in all.
Well, they would, unless they were like modern gorillas, and gorillas can be extremely defensive, but also, if not provoked, they are not necessarily going to attack. Unlike other animals that live in predatory environments where they attacking before they are attacked is their best defense.
And they knew Rod Serling.
Protective membrane over them.
Oh, there's Golden Man.
Eyes large, far apart, with a wraparound appearance. Nose indefinite.
I think Rod
too
met
small
them.
Breathing hole.
They may have given him some script
mouth,
ideas.
Or small or no opening at all.
Now they're building up this behavior gray alien that everybody believes in again.
Ability to
I was crossing
untouched.
The desert from
sounds emitted.
California with Bogman
in a foreign language
and
or
Baker
some
18
buzzing as
and
if
maybe
from their head and chest.
Seven or eight rifles.
In March of 1975, a national
four
tabloid
or five
newspaper
handguns and a lot of ammo
the following story
that we drove
of
from
a UFO
California.
Kidnapping.
We were going
the
to go do secure,
of this motion
the, all of those
Carl
objects
Higdon,
belong to those two guys.
The artist conception
and we were going
of
to do security.
Crewman
we did do
the
security
UFO
at an SRO show outside of Austin, at which all of the Subdinis came because
Higdon was given
they
a physical
nearby.
Examination in a tower
that
by a huge TV-like eye. Rejected.
On the night
and was
we're
returned
going out
to the elk hunting
to,
area
up going
in
to
Wyoming,
Gordo
where he
the
was
first
picked
night.
Up.
Amazing.
Five witnesses
evening.
Working
and,
in the open country around Snowflake and Holbrook in northeast
Snowflake.
Arizona had the most incredible personal UFO experience story
well,
to tell.
Yeah, that was
past lie detector
anyway,
tests.
Anyway, I would think
of
the second after we left there, after we left Alamogordo, an incredible day. The next day was amazing.
Travis
and that night we're driving. We're
going to
make Texas if we just keep driving.
As the group was working in the open country.
That was when the Heaven's
Wayne
Gate,
Smith,
Heaven's
Kenneth Peterson,
right,
the
Alan
suicide
Davis,
cult,
Mike
happened.
Rogers,
right,
John.
And ahead of us was that was behind us, that planet.
UFO
and ahead of us was
in which a greenish blue light originating
eclipse
from a UFO overhead.
It's funny, I can't remember.
There was an eclipse going on.
Yeah, two
later.
For one so night of incredible stuff, and we're driving across this fast,
see the mothership hovering
flat line of northern Texas down
away from the Earth
down to Austin, and we started getting really punchy by talking about the little teardrop, the little standard alien,
the grays,
and we were pretending that they're all over. They were like rabbits.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, and we were. There was a dent in the car, and that became we hit it without seeing it. You know,
like in the movie Invasion of the Saucer Men.
Yeah,
the teenagers run into a little big-headed alien.
Yeah. And we don't even notice, you know, because there's so many of them. And they're not real. They're just biobots sent out by effervescences that are thinking and seeing them, of course.
But what is mistaken for a UFO is something just as new.
And they only use the weapons once on the way back.
Invisible flying predators.
Uh-oh.
There seems no other explanation of what has happened to the thousands of mutilated animals.
What happened to the thousands of mutilated animals?
They were once again gnawed on by invisible flying predators.
We see invisible
like in this
animals,
painting,
which can fly by degravitating themselves,
unless you're watching
to live off the biological energy of other land-bound animals.
Well, if they do that, they can come and get you, buddy.
Connection with the spacecraft UFOs, but it seems they have been mistaken for configurated UFOs with their humanoid crewmen.
Concern those humanoid
special codes. Oh, there's a little cute humanoid. Raised by parents.
By means
human
of
parents.
Kidnappings.
He's so
and sample
he's like
gathering
little Superman.
Of Earthman's devices.
Yeah.
Certainly among the most spectacular achievements of modern medical science was the successful transplant of a human heart by South African surgeon Dr. Christian Barnard in 1967. Today we take for granted medical advances such as this. But it is much more difficult to take for granted the notion that thousands of years ago, similar surgical techniques were routinely employed. On these rocks,
well, there's been a lot of water under the bridge.
ABC depictions of
there's time for just about anything to have happened already.
Involving organ transplants and sophisticated blood transfusions.
Only sophisticated ones, of course. Not knowing about blood groups makes it a very chancy proposition. In Dracula, all the blood transfusions would probably result in fatality if it actually performed.
Yeah.
But unless everybody's blood type magically matched. My heart must sit down. I'll just breathe normally.
The parallel is difficult to deny between the procedures shown on the Parker stones and those practiced today by highly trained
exactly
heart
surgeons. The same.
The stones
each of the
Beatles.
Essential steps seems to be represented from the preparation of the donor to the transfusion of blood to prevent rejection of the new organ.
There you go. Nobody likes to be rejected. over.
I mean what I told you. I didn't know you two were in love. Do you hear me? I'm sorry. I ain't drinking.
It's always a learning curve.
I did, and I wasn't ready.
It's a little ghostly former girlfriend.
I never told Mary Rose what now?
How much he loved her.
Oh.
And it's too late.
Well, maybe she knew anyway.
That's just too late now, man.
Now he's in the afterlife.
It's been.
He's gonna run into Mary Rose, the first person he meets.
Stella, baby, is that you?
I've been waiting for you, my darling.
Stella. Stella.
Oh, there's Stella.
That means,
what the heck is going on?
Stella Stevens?
Every second.
Oh.
I've been terribly lonely, honey.
My little baby, Joseph.
Oh, it's your mom.
Good Lord. Mom, I can explain everything.
Where's Aunt Bertha?
I know you're my mama.
Yeah, my mom.
Mama.
You're so beautiful.
We forget my wife.
For spacious right skies and amber waves of green.
If my grandmother shows up, I can have a three-way tonight.
Mama.
Mama.
I'm choked up. I'm so happy.
So happy?
Are we in this?
Oh. Glad you already recorded this. Guy's dead.
The great mystery is death.
He's dead.
This is like a slow motion kill them. It's all the death quotes. I have some audio like this. I used to collect. This is one of the topics I find because I watch so many movies so fast.
Well, what's all this cosmic stuff here?
We can change anything.
No, I'm just asking. It's immaterial to me.
This is
want to make sure I'm following
the schedule,
thread of the narrative.
Yeah, it's just. As far as we're concerned, it's just...
Looks like an old-fashioned bulge-motronic TV and then the interior of a saloon or a bar room.
Where they first saw some UFOs back in 1884.
Took another picture.
Oh, it's a ghost picture. It's scary. It's a big circle.
A ghost?
I want that wagon. Where's that wagon wheel lamp?
Ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm.
Ew, there's more throwing from
wagon wheels.
Spirit entities or of human features. Like the human looking faces here.
Foolish human.
The little green ectoplasm
and seances report that it has an alive pulse.
Alive.
Some mediums forbid touching it, insisting
you wouldn't want to get any on you. It's a supernatural effluvium of dead folks. You want to get it on you?
It's all over her.
Yes, well, of course, all these things are all faked.
A
stream of ectoplasm issuing from a medium's belly. One of the many unpleasant things.
That young lady had the sex that night.
Investigating the occult, you have to see these horrendous things.
Everything's for money, sex, or a grade.
Yes.
The emotions of the gullible.
Oh, you're gonna throw up in the
gullible's travails.
Well, I was working in my studio downstairs
all the live long day.
And this individual had become such a familiar part of our family after a number of years that I more or less tried to communicate with him on working in this painting. I saw a man about 5'7", very thin, dark complected, wearing a white shirt rolled up.
Again, this guy met Bob. He thinks he met Bob.
Dark pants and black shoes.
Right.
There was an immediate effect of the painting taking shape. It was almost as if it were directed, although I couldn't move my hand. It's not really a painting of him as he looks. It's more of a feeling of his personality.
The California Society for Psychical Research came to the Rice's house to investigate the case.
Where is it? It's nobody upstairs playing piano.
It's in Nowheresville. This burg is bleak, Daddy-O.
Through the house, the different parts of the house, wherever they were, they felt something. They would
record ghost
that.
Can come and stay
they
here
felt
free.
Very strong feelings.
I'm scarified.
There were unusual noises up and down the stairs.
What was that?
It sounded like someone walking up and down the stairs.
someone walking unseen, footsteps in the corridor. The moment of sudden loathing and the season of stifled sorrow. The whisper, the transparent deception, the keeping up of appearances, the making the best of a bad job, all twined and tangled together. All are recorded.
It really doesn't bother them. They're used to the idea. We've never been afraid of him, and it's never bothered us living here. We've been here for
well, it's a nice piece of artwork there. That's is there supposed to be something spooky about it?
Zoom in on the air. The spooky
I'm not sure I can stand to see it. Oh, part of it was a collage showing part of a guy's head.
Murders.
Hopes that the psychic vibrations of the room will give him a key to the killer.
I feel the room swaying, cause the band's playing.
Mom, something out there.
Spooky visitor.
Is this one from among the living or the legions of the dead? You don't go rushing forward to find out. She has a series about seances called Surviving Death. Well, you know.
What the hell's going on? Oh, from KPFA. Okay.
Yes, he has her show there.
Right now? Current show?
Well, it's in the lineup, and she has spoken of seances before.
Ah, nice.
Surviving Death is the, you know, what the theme of the show is about.
Yes, yes. I wonder... Do I have to die to find out what time the show is on what day?
Well, can't you get online and look up the schedule on KPFA? Ronnie 4.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, and on the internet at KPFA.org.
And in every government office everywhere now.
Where every day is a holiday and everyone gets to pay.
Do I get a bonus?
A fullness balonus.
But meanwhile at home, always
a check from Donald Trump himself.
With a scowling visage on it. Jeez. What a treat. Uh-oh, there's ectoplasm on the doorknob.
Don't get any on you.
This is suspense. It takes... Uh-oh, there we go. Now we're talking suspense. Lights go out. Radio stops. Phone is gone.
Be confused.
And now they're eating the children.
Why is that woman screaming?
I don't know.
Damn, because why
she's
indeed?
Drowning.
Oh.
In a flood in 1908.
It looks like we're in a bank office at Christmas.
Michael, wake up. Can you tell me what's been going through your mind now?
I think I dated
Krippner's her. Krippner's early dream experiments support the theory that one can have clairvoyant dreams.
Oh, Claire, huh? That makes a lot of sense.
1965,
why,
a subject tried to send a telepathic image of a picture to a sleeping partner, who was then awakened and interviewed.
I was at a circus.
A circus?
I was laughing at a clown in a big red suit.
A clown?
He was making me laugh. He was very jolly.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's their job. Make
Christmas
laugh.
Or the 4th of July. That's it. That's all I think.
Okay, thank you. You can go back to sleep now.
Yes, everybody can go back to sleep now.
Two big rocks looking right straight up at the sky.
Two big rocks?
They're this looking thing.
I haven't figured out the two seashells yet.
Like the Wizard of Oz. I stuck my head out the bed and saw that thing sitting there and my car up on the rocks.
The Wizard of Oz, ooze and ease.
This is naked as a bird off across the desert.
That that's not good. You want clothes in the desert. There are too many stormy things and stinging critters.
I think the cheap jet robot just killed him.
That robot's totally out of control and breaking the laws of robotics. The three laws of robotics being broken by that robot.
Committed some great crimes. Actually, the Earth.
This is actually good crime.
And you and your people now have served your time.
Actually, your rancher, those guys, kind of got uniforms, got cars on rocks.
Yeah.
Same kind of display and
the past
drama.
Talking to me as though the past was all of a sudden permeating my body. I could feel the present moment and past all merging into one inside me.
I feel it, man.
I could feel the people that had lived in the past.
Yeah. And
the people that built the structure and the people that had participated in the ceremonies in the chamber. I could feel their feelings and their thoughts.
I'm glad somebody could feel this.
As though I was part of
it. I can feel it. I can feel it.
I can feel the red filter.
My mind is going, Dave.
And then I settled to the bottom again. And I observed the
pedestal
in the center of the floor.
And you're so sad for the robot. And when the transparent 8-track things come out.
Yes.
Towards the ceiling. They were human sized.
Could you imagine what it would be like if a day was in your mind?
Inside the hands. I felt an ominous feeling, almost like a voice talking to me, warning me to leave the pyramid, to leave the area.
You should get out.
Leave Pyramid Lake and stop bothering the people who live there.
Tested.
That's what the aliens are trying to say.
Oh, how much were those little guys?
I haven't found them yet, but I know I can. I was looking for them. It took me forever to get the computer on today.
Oh, right.
I turned it on, and it seemed like for half an hour it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, I was just wondering how much those little...
They're not that expensive. They're in the realm of like $5 or something.
Yeah.
And they're with a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm interested in, but I'd be insane to buy miniature landscape elements. There are also ruins that you can buy.
Oh, man.
And, you know...
I use a lot of aquarium toys.
Yes, I think... But I don't think these are, because they have that fuzz at the bottom, which comes off, and it would not be water-soluble.
The problem with the aquarium toys is they're made out of a flash plastic, you know, into a mold.
It's
really, really dense, hard, cheap plastic. So if you even drop it from any height, it cracks and breaks. So some of those that I love, like the Mexican Pyramid series, and I bought a couple of them, which I'm happy I did, because now I have fragments of one to use. And there's a little valley in, North Beach in Point Reyes that I go to where it's it looks like a little sandstone valley in Arizona.
Sandstone, Arizona. Sleepy desert town or harbinger of the strange mystery from beyond the sky?
To take notes.
Christopher Lee.
It's Christopher Lee,
Life after death.
Oh, thanks.
Christopher Lee Carradini, a personal friend of Ian Fleming.
These questions. Yeah, what a generation those guys were.
He also worked in British intelligence as deciphering and deciphering.
I may have given you that book. It was called The Cage, and it was where they kept senior German officer prisoners with some psychological... Yeah, and Fleming was part of the psychological... I don't know. Yeah, of course it was torture on some level, but it wasn't anywhere near movie levels or silliness like that. But they would isolate people and humiliate them.
I was raised
Have corporals talk to them and stuff like that for German officers. Really hard stuff. And they were in homes in London. A lot of rich people gave their homes to the war effort. And so the cages, there were various cages that held what the guys they thought were high valued if they could just break and they could get some pretty good lines of planning.
Down through the ages, people with psychic ability have been falsely accused of being witches.
Little hangy people. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Head off people. Stabbing eye people.
They do all that,
and
but
as recently as 1970,
not in England.
San Jose, why? California, an ordinary
because,
Midwestern housewife.
That's for excitable foreigners and not for English people. No, in Portugal, in France, in Germany, they burned witches by the thousands. No witch was ever burned in England. Witches were hanged. Now, they did get the third degree, but even that wasn't the elaborate, brutal tortures they had on the continent.
This is kind of like porn.
They had, they would just keep them up and not let them sleep and that sort of thing. I mean, that's bad enough, but it's not they're breaking their bones and burning them and so on. So,
and no dunking.
It was still inexcusable, and under Cromwell, after the execution of Charles I, there was the witch finder general, Matthew Hopkins, who went from town to town encouraging people to turn in the local witches who were then tortured.
Sound familiar?
He collected a bounty, and his men also did, from the government for doing this.
I'm trying to write this down really fast.
And he never came to a bad end and died in great comfort.
Meanwhile, this witch is on TV.
It means that astrology is a lever into the subconscious.
Yeah, I was bewitched by all the witchiness when I was a little kid.
Were there witches around where you were?
I have no idea. It was just, I was a little American kid running into those stories that seemed to make sense. They made more sense being in France than they did in America. And also, there he is. And I was kind of, you know, becoming myself. I'm 7, 8 years old, man. Full of myself. So. But I would go to this house across the street, an old Gemini French lady lived in, and some of the furniture in the house Chopin sat on.
Oh.
She had one of his pianos. She had, it was an old Jackson. Haunted house with old
those
haunted lady and a bunch of cats. Really, really amazing, you know, moments of history. Now all gone, except for the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Sorry, the Beatles live, you know, that's the best music
domineering
forever.
The Emperor Napoleon
wrote good songs. Alfred Hitchcock wrote good songs.
Virgos born the end of summer are methodical, like composer Leonard
Christopher
Bernard.
Lee, I don't know what he wrote.
Really?
Actually, he wrote books, right? He wrote, I mean, memoirs.
That's interesting.
Like President Eisenhower.
Uh-oh.
There's Ike.
Scorpios born mid-October to mid-November are independent, like Charles.
They are. They're wonderfully independent.
Happiness.
Those born under the sign of Sagittarius are impulsive.
Like Frank, like a centaur.
That's me. Me and Frank, you know, we go back.
Are ambitious,
there was, that was a centaur, but they only showed his top half.
Well, the lower half is too obscene to display on family
under Aquarius makes one
a thing
honest,
for her when I was
humane,
man, cause and armor.
Like Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
Or Abraham Lincoln.
Hi, Abe.
There's
we're
honest
going
Abe.
Through history now.
His favorite beverage was water. Unlike all the other White House occupants who had rum punch and special bourbon and blah, blah, blah.
See, this is death in the nice death, where you just ski forever.
Skiing through death's domain.
I'll do that.
It's all downhill. That makes it easy.
Oh,
there's an avalanche.
Not
dead. Oh, no.
Look, she's eyeing up.
Look at the size of that snow field moving.
Nasty way to go. Hopefully it goes.
Covered well. Can't you supposedly make yourself an airspace?
There's
and
so many variables happening at once.
No, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, okay, but in this case, because of the movie crew there,
take them out.
We can find her. Okay, Biff knows what to do.
Three.
I'll be that guy.
Five. One.
Oh, she's magically coming alive. Here we go. Come on.
It looked like someone very familiar.
This is near-death experience on
film. Was that Genevieve Bouzion or Jenny Agutter or somebody like that?
Between heaven and hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I know where those two extremes come from.
Come on, see, that's me. Okay, come on.
I think it's too late, Pete. I think she's dead.
Too late.
Oh, no. They're not even trying, and she's stuck in hell. So it all depends on whether or not your friends know first aid and give you the appropriate first aid. And that's me. Oh, there's Devil's grabbing at her feet.
Got her, Harry. Got her pulse.
I told you I watched that Resident Alien series when I was visiting my sister.
animator?
No, it's an alien comes to this town and he kills one guy and takes over his life and everyone accepts him, except there's one kid that can actually see him as he as he is. But he manages to make friends with that kid eventually. He wants to kill everyone on Earth, actually, but he has this special mission, but he keeps getting involved in stuff. So he's in the mountains. He falls down a crevasse, and his friend is with him, a Native American woman. She said, "Your blood is all glowing, and, you know, what's going on here?" And, "Well, I'm an alien."
And you see math problems in death.
And it's a very advanced
in
system.
Different languages.
So she's now on his side.
Kind of like oatmeal and poop in it. But suddenly the guy hit her, slapped her, you know, like a movie slap, and then she woke up and was okay, and now we're in a rock and poop or caprolite in an iron cage.
The series has gone on, but the last episode I saw, the alien figured out there was another alien of his type on Earth in New York, so he wanted to go there, and when he went there, he saw a huge mural, which was fashionable, and it was signed in his own alien language, and he knew the other alien had painted the mural. And he tried to track him down to the gallery, but he turned out to be dead. Meanwhile, somebody dosed him with LSD at the Galaxy, and the alien is wandering through New York on acid, having this bizarre trip. Yeah. So that was the last one that I saw, but there have been more since that I haven't seen.
These are my hippie parents, and that's me.
The hippie temptation.
And my dad's talking about taking acid and dying and then coming back.
Some call them pigs.
Well, the pigs didn't come in that day.
The next time you're in trouble, call a hippie.
Do you remember this? I think CBS did it. It was a
CBS
expose on hippies. It was a special.
Hippies.
How horrible they were.
Yeah.
They walked around in the hate and talked to people. And one of them is a little 3-year-old. And they're interviewing him saying, "Do you smoke?"
3-year-old? Yes. Well, that is young for a hippie.
I roll joints for my dad.
I roll lots of joints.
Maybe 4 years
ago. Dad and mom.
No, older than 5. Yeah, it was, you know, they really. I think it might have been at the grandma shots that I used.
All right, hippie. Into the van.
How it works is something we simply do not know.
I don't know.
I know, but you know.
Let's say that there are about 6 different words that we can describe for this effect, depending on who
always
you are.
Always go to the
you mean the hippie effect?
Corona discharge. And that means it's an electrical emanation caused by the current and the voltage.
By the suit that she's wearing.
Or some similar to ball lightning.
The occult or to the mystical.
See that Parthenon? And in the back of the desk?
I can just see Parthenon.
Oh, you know what that is? That's what I saw. It's the Rorschach test. I saw Parthenon. It's books with a book on top going across.
Looking like a Greek temple.
Because I have exactly that Greek temple in a big one, in a aquarium toy.
Oh, cool.
I still have it.
Yeah, when I'm up by the pet store, I always go in. Sometimes I can get Schleich dinosaurs.
I wanted to mention to people who are waking up and going down to the pet store right now so they can be first in line to buy cool aquarium toys. Now, they go through phases, so I've not seen any of those wonderful Mexican pyramids and Greek ones. And
yeah, sure.
I have an aircraft carrier, a sunken submarine. The aircraft carrier was in that movie with Robin Williams about death. And he walks around in paint. So
it gets all ooey and gooey and painted.
Well, in that scene,
too much computer
paint,
animation.
He's sort of stuck between life and death, or I don't heaven and hell. You look in the background. There's a huge in that thing, a huge aircraft carrier, and that's the.
Why is there an aircraft carrier in heaven?
It's supposed to show the scale of the Death Valley that he's walking around in. Sort of like you're with all the wreckage.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's big enough so that they can put an aircraft carrier in here.
Responds to an emotional experience.
But I shall fear no evil.
And they did really dress it up all that. Didn't have to dress it up all
that. Dress up that line there. Dress it up.
And he'll control the flow of blood.
She's being really involved with the show right now.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Embalmed with the show and buried only to be unearthed centuries hence. Our top line taxidermists will make sure you look as lifelike as the day you were entombed.
The first needle is in.
I can say you wouldn't feel it, though.
This is an incredible demonstration.
They are speechless. Ouch.
Yes. Spraken Z.
John Joyce used to do this to get ready for a show.
He would do that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it sort of looks like he said they're doing it there now, eh?
Ouch. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't want to needle himself or anything.
Petro's flesh resists the second needle as he
forces Pedro in his early
He's poked his flesh so often that the needle is having difficulty getting through. Now, this may entertain some people, but... Yes, de-needle. De-needle.
If I could just pull my teeth out.
The nadir of entertainment.
We're going to be here a while.
We're going to be poking through the epidermal layer.
I can't move it.
Piercing his flesh.
All the way to Pocatello, Idaho.
Petro is living proof of his beliefs.
And all these people
if
are going to go get all excited.
You want to pierce your flesh, you can't do better than dermophilia on 21st
the
Street,
wild
just east of Mission. They're open until 3 a.m. In fact, that's where I am going at the end of this program. Right now, we're watching these colorful dances and astonishing primitive rituals of
any possible
the indigenous population of Ponga Island.
Any device by which a walk could be lifted from above or supported from below during
Are they levitating?
My gosh,
there's nothing those shamans and witch doctors can't do.
Is there an invisible field of force that this man is producing?
That this man is...
Breathe in a strange and hectic rhythm.
Stranger than truth.
Takes a few exhausted breaths.
I wonder who left this thing here.
I don't know, man, but I think we should reload you with
But
we have just seen the
impossible. Well, we could always return it.
Is this not further proof of the tremendous power?
The treachery of humankind.
Just don't leave it on and burn out the batteries.
Let me tell you.
Oh, I opened it up. In fact, the first
Our resident cynics went over every frame.
It's got a raft of
cynics.
There are no liars.
A senile
human?
No, of course, cynics.
That really happened.
That really happened.
In cynicamation and scoffoscope.
And as he walked across the ways, I started to get weak.
Get a leech, you say?
I looked down at my hands. My hands were bleeding.
Right. It was bleeding,
time.
And the leech.
Something happened, yeah.
I
was pretty sure something happened.
Out.
Yeah, there's blood on his hands. I mean, literally.
Leaving my body.
Uh-oh. Through your hands?
First thing I thought about was stopping the blood.
First often, I mean, when John Carter was transported to Mars, I believe he stretched his arms out and pointed to Mars. And the way they used to pray in the ancient world was to stretch their hands toward the east and also cover their heads.
My spirit left my body.
Bizarre. It happens on the show. Don't worry.
Holy spirits.
See, you'll get the shakes if you listen to the show, and you'll eat strange
the
things.
The simple microbes that have produced this yogurt.
Spirits foul.
You'll eat this yogurt.
Spirits fair.
Feel love,
hover through
hate,
fog and filthy air.
Is it
and
just
if you eat the yogurt, it makes you hear hell all the time.
Can
yogurt, eh? It's full of living.
Please respond if you speak lovingly.
Lactobacillus.
Cleed Baxter, a seasoned professional in the use of
acidophilus.
Steve is dead.
Prove that.
So he's on
critters.
The other side eating
you know,
yogurt.
Microfauna and flora.
That yogurt gets hungry.
Yogurt must eat to to live.
First, we have taken a small sample of the yogurt and put it in a glass vial, glass container.
You have seen the movie The Blob, I assume. Well, this yogurt is somewhat similar.
The yogurt.
It wishes to increase its size and to reproduce its kind. In this, it is no different from other living creatures. The difficulty is that it will attack the host after being consumed.
The interesting part is, though, that the reward is being given not to the sample.
Well, now they're rewarding the yogurt in a Pavlovian psychological test.
The yogurt is thinking about the reward.
The yogurt is ready to lunge and champ at the bait.
Yogurt just died.
It's drawing a rather... Oh, it flatlined.
So yogurt will just never seem the same again.
I'll say...
The yogurt let him down, so he got rid of it.
The yogurt disappointed us all. It's causing people to freak out.
Don Thomas Richards.
Yogurt expert.
Professor of English at Columbia College, Fort Leonard Woods, Missouri. In front of Dr. Richards is a locked, transparent box. The lock itself is sealed. So
containing Harry Houdini curled up in a fetal position.
Inside the box are a number of different objects. Psychokinesis.
Movement of material
objects without the use of physical means.
Movement of objects from a distance.
In an isolated area.
Like Professor Walgate, who boosted his mental signal. Nearly killing himself with the effort, but he was able to turn the page of a book without touching it. Then he went further.
The small yellow balloon has inflated.
And created
it's going to hit the little thing.
Life.
On a micro switch.
Mental
beings. The other material
I'm
going to scare
the little balloon down.
Designed somewhat on the order of the human brain and nervous system.
You notice what happens
system.
At this point. The balloon bursts and a fragment then
it burst.
Moves.
Oh, that's really
moving.
Terrible.
About that UFO in
there
the sky.
There is a canister.
Yeah,
a film
calls
canister
it a canister.
That mailed itself.
Well,
lady
that
what
itself? Nailed itself? This looks like Super 8 stuff I did as a kid.
I'm going to be beginning the landing cycle now, but of course I'll be here beyond 1 a.m. Still, I have my further destination to get to. What I do is I put everything in the bag, and then later when I'm getting a ride home, I scoop up the bag. And so that's my plan
some control over
tonight.
Inanimate objects in a sealed box, untouched by anyone.
Inanimate objects.
Moving.
Objectively speaking. At this time, the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio,
is already bowing
ends
your heads.
It's Bobcast Day on Listener Bewildered Radio Valencia.fm. Radio Valencia is located in the pulsating heart of San Francisco's Mission District.
Put your trays in the upright position.
Put your faith in the gods that sustain you. And hope that they will hear your feeble prayers, often being distracted by their own activities and their halls of roistering and unchecked emotions. Imagine watching this 16mm film of ducks bobbing on a pond. A film strongly scratched
people
and covered with dirt, causing lines to move across the screen.
At the end of the show, you'll see a bright light.
Being, in general, too underexposed to see much more than that, there are ducks, now long dust, bobbing in this stock footage pond. The idea being that the management of the station wishes you to be calmed rather than irritated at this moment when they leave the air. We hope you'll join us tomorrow for a sunrise serenade in the Farm Report. Or rather, we would if we had those things on Radio Valencia.fm. And it is likely, the odds are very good, that there will be another show in this series next week, starting at Friday at 10 p.m. And so, on behalf of anyone who might be...
I think she thinks the show is dead.
Remotely.
It might just go away.
Connected to this enterprise in any way. And thanking our guest, Puzzling Evidence, I wish you good night. Good morning.